Anyway, we'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Talk some Oregon volleyball. They're back in the mix, the NCAA tournament. They get to host Baylor, Hawaii, New Mexico State, headed here. Ducks Aggies, game two Thursday at 7. He's the second-year head coach. Follow on Twitter, the handle at UO Coach Ulmer. Matt Ulmer joins us. Matt, thanks for the time. How are things?
Steve, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing great. I want to talk about your appearance last night at the men's basketball game, and they turned the Destroyer Duck t-shirt cannon over to you.
Yes.
So are you?
I would like to have that more days in my life.
So is your thought, how far can I shoot this, or please don't hit a wealthy duck donor in the face?
It's a combination of the two. I really wanted to turn it on Joey Mack in the front row. But he was right next to Dana Altman, so I figured that would be a bad mistake.
Yeah, you also seemed like at the last home game when they had you guys out there, you seemed to be enjoying your time at Autzen Stadium as well.
Yeah, I'm a pretty shy guy, Steve.
Yeah.
So you know, when the lights get on, the camera or a microphone, it's pretty rough for me.
So,
just seeing a little bit of it.
That was kind of awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
So you've been with the program a while, and you know, this time of year, you know, for the most part, you've known the season you've had, you know what kind of facility, the reputation of your team, and you know, a lot of times it really wasn't a sweat that you mostly knew you were going to host. But this year, after beating the Beavs to wrap the regular season, how confident were you that the NCAA would again choose Oregon to host?
Yeah, I was feeling pretty good. You know, we're tied for second in the Pac-12, which is the best conference in the country. So you got to feel good about that. So we ended up getting 4 seeds from the Pac-12. You know, we had a lot of really good wins. Our RPI was a little high, so that was kind of the only piece. If they decided to go straight RPI, then I thought we'd be out. But if you look at the overall resume, I think we have like 11 top 50 wins. You know, 4 top 25 wins. So I think we had a lot of things working in our favor compared to the other teams.
You know, you mentioned it in passing, but one conversation in all sports come tournament time is they talk strength of schedule, where the conference ranked, and, you know, we have it a lot in football or men's basketball. But along those lines, you've got to feel like nobody's really going to question the caliber of this league, because 8 teams in, it just year in, year out, it's just so cutthroat.
For sure, and for us, that's why it was really important to go out in the preseason and schedule hard, because that's something that we can control. You know, when we're in the Pac-12, we're granted we're going to have those matches. So we wanted to show that we're serious about hosting. We wanted to win a few more games and host all the way through, so we're a little disappointed that we weren't able to achieve that this year. But we went out, we played 4 top 5 teams, went to Hawaii for 2, you know, so we did our part scheduling-wise to make sure that we made ourselves look good in that room, and I think that definitely was a factor.
Talking Oregon volleyball with Coach Ulmer, dancing again, hosting again. Baylor Hawaii starts at Thursday at 4:30, then Ducks New Mexico. Your program just traditionally has crushed recruiting, and this year you had freshman Book Nunneviller. Sorry, I always get her name wrong.
Yeah,
very important.
It's a tricky one.
A very important libero position.
Yeah.
Just won her 4th Freshman of the Week honor. Kind of explain what kind of jolt she's provided and how valuable number 5 has been as a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, she's amazing. I mean, she's one of the very best freshmen in the country, regardless of position. Definitely one of the best liberos. In my opinion, I think she's the most valuable libero in our conference, which is saying something, because Morgan Hentz on Stanford is a first-team All-American. You know, and Brooke just does so many different things, but between her and Cameron Tassett, 2 freshmen coming in, they changed our culture defensively. And just the attitude as far as we're going to get after it from day one. It was funny because Brooke's first practice, we moved everything back in the gym to provide more safe space to roam, just because I knew she'd be pursuing balls that hadn't been pursued before, and she does it very aggressively. So I think that was really important for us, and it really just changed our game, and all of a sudden you can't score as easily on the Ducks this year.
Certainly having a freshman like that make a big contribution is nice, but it's also critical. You know, at the beginning of the year, you want your big guns to fire, and that leads us to your outside hitter, Lindsay Vanderweide. How was it you know, key was it? I mean, she's just one of four seniors that she provided that kind of high-level play as one of your leaders.
Yeah, I mean, Lindsay was injured last year after an All-American season, so she was disappointed with how she performed offensively last year because of the injury to her knee. But she's bounced back. She really got in the training room, got in the weight room to make sure that she could deal with her injuries the best she could. And she's been fantastic. All of Pac-12 play, I think she's been one of the very best players in the conference, which if you're one of the best players in the Pac-12, you're one of the best players in the country. So she's a big deal, and I love how she's representing us right now. I love that she's been like a leader for us. Her voice has been very loud in our gym and in our locker room, and it's made us a different team.
You know, I think we touched on it when we talked earlier this year, but when I talk to people about your program, I hear about your first-year assistant, Erica Dillard, who you worked with during your days at Long Beach State. I mean, she was a great player, has had, you know, she obviously has an incredible passion for the game. What has it meant to have her on your staff this year?
Oh, I mean, it's been huge. Just the relationships that she can have with our players and you know, she's definitely a role model for them. She's been there. You know, she's played at the very highest level. She knows the real pressure that they're under, the stresses that they have, especially being a student athlete at a place that's trying to contend for a national championship. So I think she's just able to give them a perspective that not a lot of people can. So it's been important to have her.
A couple final thoughts for Oregon volleyball coach Matt Ulmer. This one comes off the request line.
Okay.
I'm asking about somebody referred to her as the X chromosome unit, Willow Johnson, which I thought was actually really, really clever.
I like that. We got to make a T-shirt.
Had a nice sophomore season last year. This year, what kind of year, what kind of player has she been in helping your Ducks reach this point?
Yeah, Willow's been really consistent, one of the best terminators in the country from the pin position. In the last few weeks, she has taken over. I mean, she has been a first-team All-American in the last few weeks for us finishing Pac-12 play. You know, we beat Washington and Seattle, which we don't do very often, and then get the win in Corvallis, and just kind of crucial matches for us down the stretch to try and host. And she's been the leader offensively, and she's really excited for this tournament. And I just talked to the team today about being a little selfish at this time of year. Go out and make a name for yourself, and this is how you do it in the tournament. This is where people get to know you. You know, you look at March Madness for basketball. A lot of those names are known because of the run that their team goes on in the tournament and the special moments that they have. So I think Willow's ready for that with this tournament, and I'm excited to see her do it.
So your opening opponent, New Mexico State, who, you know, beat Arizona earlier this year, went 24-7. They're on a six-match win streak. What could you tell us about the team? I know Mike Jordan's been there for, I think, 21 years. Maybe the kinds of challenges they'll present.
Yeah, really good team, really well coached. You know, they're used to winning. And anytime you play a winner, they have a lot of confidence, they have a lot of pride, a lot of tradition. So it's hard to beat them. They control the ball really well. They have a very physical 6'5" middle, who, you know, does things a little different than anything else we've seen. So that'll be interesting to see how we're able to contain her, match up with her. They have two really athletic outsides that score a lot of points for them. So it's going to be it's definitely one of the harder first round matchups. But I think we're ready.
In closing, let you play the kind of PR marketing ticket sales guy. You know what's coming at you. You've been a part of this a lot of times. For entertainment standpoint, what could the folks who are coming out looking forward to?
Yeah, I mean, this Oregon volleyball team is a wonderful group that you want to come and cheer for. What a dynamic game we play. Amazing athletes. You're going to see it up close. You're going to see their personalities on the court, which they're vast. And, you know, we're playing great opponents. And most importantly, we're in Eugene. We're at Matthew Knight Arena. We're hosting the NCAA tournament. And, you know, we don't get to do it all the time when we're here. We want to make a statement. We want the volleyball world, the national scene, to see just how great Eugene, Oregon is and how great the Duck fans are.
Folks, he's the head coach of the volleyball team. On Twitter, follow along. The handle's at UO Coach Ulmer. Like we said, they host the first round of the NCAAs on Thursday. It all starts at 4:30. Ducks play at 7. Title game on Friday at 7. GoDucks.com. Get your all-session tickets. Coach, always great catching up. Best of luck in the dance, and I hope to talk again as you advance.
Steve, I appreciate it. I look forward to that.
All right, you have a good one.
Oh, you too. Thanks.
All right, Coach Matt Ulmer.